USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he may make a surprise visit to Iowa to inspect storm damages.
I'll say this, a surprise visit to Iowa, if we can get it in, we're going to do that. But the very important thing is that we approved the emergency declaration for Iowa, so they're in good shape. They're working as we speak. Also, FEMA is in Iowa now full force and helping them greatly.
Tens of thousands of Iowans are still without power after a powerful storm swept through the area last week. Death Valley in the California desert reached 130 degrees on Sunday, which, if verified, would be the hottest global temperature recorded since 1931. And the Democratic National Convention gets underway tonight. Michelle Obama, the keynote speaker. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Many California residents are still dealing with rolling blackouts as extreme heat bakes the western United States. Over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers reportedly had their power shut off for over 2 hours. This restaurant owner tells Fox News,
"The power did go out around 4 o'clock, so we pretty much lost all of our business pretty much for the whole weekend. Already a big impact from COVID-19, and all this heat is just crazy."
Violence is continuing in Portland, Oregon, as a mob assaulted 3 people overnight. Video footage captured downtown shows individuals being repeatedly punched and kicked with no police officers in sight. James Buchall is an attorney in Portland.
The leadership of Portland is deliberately encouraging this disorder, and so that's what they want. I don't know exactly why they want it, but that's what they want.
Violence continuing in New York City, where at least 7 people died over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Despite 5 months of lead time, various Big Ten officials and athletic directors indicated they never fully considered the prospect of spring football until the discussions began last week. Less than 48 hours after the Big Ten canceled their fall sports season, Purdue football coach Jeff Brohm unveiled the most detailed plan to date.
"I know our seniors and our football players are disappointed that they can't get to play. I think they deserve a right to find a way to get it done. You know, I wanted to put something together and be proactive and make sure that that happened. And so I just put together a plan that after, you know, at least about 6 months of getting more information and research and more testing and ability to set up better protocols, possibly a vaccine, that we could get this thing going, and I'm hopeful that that can happen."
Brohm continues on Fox News.
"Well, with this plan I have, it's going to be able to play at our own venues. We're going to start right at the late February, early March, and play for about 8 weeks with some playoffs at the end. And I think that can for sure happen. I know there's other plans out there to try to get this done, and I'm going to support whatever the Big Ten thinks is the best option going forward. But I do think we can play football, and it's time to find a way to get back to doing that."
The Trump administration is set to open up Anwar in Alaska to oil drilling for the first time, making it difficult to unwind the decision should Democrats recapture the White House in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.